3 hours. That's how long every flight in and out of Finland's busiest airport sat on the ground today because of a drone. Not a mid-air collision, not an engine failure. A single unidentified drone sighting shut down Helsinki-Vantaa Airport and put Finnish Air Force F-18 Hornets in the sky. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Let's get into what happened. Early this morning, Friday, May 15th, Finnish authorities received a drone warning near Helsinki-Vantaa, the primary international airport serving the Finnish capital. Air traffic was immediately suspended, all arrivals diverted, all departures held. The suspension lasted roughly 3 hours while military and civil authorities worked to assess and clear the threat. Finland's response was not subtle. The Finnish Air Force scrambled F/A-18 Hornet fighters to patrol the airspace around the airport. That is a military intercept response to what is, on paper, a consumer technology problem. And that should tell you something about how seriously European nations are now taking unauthorized drone activity near critical infrastructure. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now here's what you need to know about why this matters beyond Finland. This is not an isolated incident. Over the past 2 years, drone incursions near major airports have escalated across Europe and here in the United States. You may remember Gatwick Airport in London back in 2018 when drone sightings shut down operations for over 30 hours during the holiday travel season, affecting roughly 140,000 passengers. That was considered a wake-up call. 8 years later, the problem has not been solved. It has gotten worse. What makes the Helsinki event notable is the military response. Scrambling fighter jets signals that Finland treated this not as a nuisance, but as a potential national security threat. And given Finland's geographic position, sharing an 800-mile border with Russia, and given the broader geopolitical tensions in the region since Finland joined NATO in 2023, the context here is impossible to ignore. Finnish authorities have not publicly attributed the drone activity to any state actor, and I'm not going to speculate on that, but the response tells you what they were preparing for. For those of us flying general aviation, the operational implications are real, and they are growing. First, temporary flight restrictions. When a major airport shuts down due to a drone threat, the surrounding airspace gets locked down hard. If you're operating anywhere in the vicinity, you're not getting in. Diversions become mandatory, and if you're a VFR pilot without a lot of fuel reserves, that can put you in an uncomfortable position fast. The lesson is straightforward. When you're a flight planning to or through any major metropolitan area, have your alternates picked and have the fuel to reach them. Second, detection and enforcement technology is still catching up. Counter-drone systems exist. Radio frequency detection, radar tracking, even directed energy systems that can disable a drone in flight. But deploying them near busy airports creates its own set of complications. You cannot just start jamming radio frequencies in an area full of aircraft relying on GPS and radio navigation. The technical challenge of stopping a 2-pound drone without disrupting a 200,000-pound airliner is genuinely difficult. Third, and this one hits closer to home for anyone who flies recreationally, every one of these incidents increases the regulatory pressure on all drone operators, including the ones flying legally and responsibly. The FAA's remote identification rule, which requires most drones to broadcast identification and location information, has been fully in effect since March of 2025, but enforcement remains inconsistent, and the people flying drones maliciously near airports are not the ones registering their aircraft and following the rules. The headline doesn't tell the whole story on another front either. Helsinki-Vantaa handles roughly 20 million passengers a year. A 3-hour shutdown during a weekday morning means dozens of flights disrupted, thousands of passengers delayed, and a cascading effect on European air traffic that ripples through the system for the rest of the day. The economic cost of these shutdowns is enormous, and airlines are starting to press governments harder for solutions. Here in the United States, the FAA has been working with airports on drone detection pilot programs, and Congress has been debating expanded authority for federal agencies to track and neutralize unauthorized drones. But progress has been slow. The legal framework around shooting down or jamming a drone over domestic airspace involves a tangle of federal law that nobody has fully untangled yet. This affects you if you fly anywhere near a Class Bravo or Class Charlie airport. The risk is not that you're going to hit a drone, although that risk exists. The risk is that someone else's drone is going to shut down the airspace you need to transit, and you need to be ready for that. Monitor NOTAMs, monitor the CTAF, and approach frequencies. And if you hear about a drone-related ground stop at a nearby airport, assume the airspace around it is going to be restricted even if the formal TFR has not been published yet. Controllers will be working the problem in real time, and the picture may change faster than the paperwork. One more point worth making. If you're a drone operator yourself, and plenty of pilots are, fly legal, register, use remote ID, stay away from airports. Every time someone flies a drone irresponsibly near an airport, it makes the regulatory environment harder for everyone, and it puts lives at risk. A 2-pound drone hitting a windscreen at approach speed is not a minor event. Finland got its airport reopened. The fighters returned to base. Flights resumed, but the underlying problem, cheap and capable drones in the hands of people who either do not know or do not care about airspace rules, that problem is not going anywhere. And until detection and enforcement technology catches up with the threat, we are going to keep seeing these shutdowns. Today's reporting came from AeroTam. You can find more at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower. Stay aware up there.